The professional football season kicks off this week, but Massachusetts residents looking to place a legal wager on a game without traveling out of state are out of luck. More than a year after a U.S. Supreme Court decision that gave the green light for states to legalize betting on sports, lawmakers on Beacon Hill appear to be still not sold on the idea. Democratic State Senator Eric Lesser, co-chair of the Joint Committee on Economic Development and Emerging Technologies, where a bill would be crafted, said lawmakers are proceeding cautiously.
There's kind of multiple decisions along the line that need to be made and need to be determined. We're going through that in a methodical and sort of judicious way to make sure that the bill that we do produce, if we produce one, is going to be very strong and well thought out.
Included on a long list of questions that need to be answered, according to Lesser, is whether to allow sports betting only at casinos or online or through the state lottery. Should wagering on college sports be allowed? How high can the tax rate go to maximize revenue and drive out illegal bookmaking? The experiences of other states would be helpful, according to Lesser, but there's not a lot to go on. Outside of Nevada, New Jersey, which launched sports betting in August 2018, has the longest track record.
There are still data that we're collecting from that, and there's still evidence that we're collecting from those early case studies, and that's certainly going to be informing our legislation.
Lesser won't speculate on when a bill might come out of committee for debate in the House and Senate.
But it will be up to sort of the full legislature on when to move forward, and there are, of course, a lot of other items in the queue, including education funding, healthcare issues, transportation.
House Speaker Robert DeLeo has said he supports the concept of legalizing sports betting. A spokesperson for Senate President Karen Spilka declined comment when asked by the Boston Globe about the senator's position on the issue. Republican Governor Charlie Baker filed legislation in January that would permit sports betting at the state's three casinos and online. He said it will make Massachusetts competitive with other states.
Just as the big debate about casinos generally in Massachusetts was about all the revenue and all the commerce that we were losing to Rhode Island and Connecticut and New York and Vegas, for that matter, was that we wanted to give people here in the Commonwealth an opportunity to stay in Massachusetts. And sports betting falls into that category as well.
Rhode Island became the first and so far only New England state to legalize sports betting at its casinos last fall. And just this week, the Rhode Island Lottery launched a mobile app for sports gambling. New York allows sports betting at casinos, but not online. Mike Mathis, the president of MGM Springfield, said he's anxious for Massachusetts to legalize sports betting in casinos.
We've got a plan to turn on a sports book very quickly once they give us the green light, and they've held hearings about it. So it's something we're going to continue to push for. I don't want to take the pressure off because it is important.
Speaking with reporters last month, Mathis said in some of MGM's other properties, business has jumped by as much as 10% after sports betting was introduced.
Because people stay here longer, they go to restaurants, and they support the facility above and beyond the sports betting business.
Another very much interested party in the sports betting debate in Massachusetts is Boston-based DraftKings. CEO Jason Robbins said the company has an online betting platform it would like to be able to offer to people in its home state.
It's a $150 billion annual betting market that exists in the black market in the U.S., and that just shows people want it. So why not create a safe, legal environment, make some tax dollars for the state?
On the eve of the start of the National Football League season, a casino industry trade group released a survey that reported one in four people said they would place a bet on the NFL if it was legal in their state. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.